you know, it's tough. Am I concerned? I'm not concerned. Still got a lot of confidence in our offense. Again, it's not one person, one guy. There's enough to go around. You know, and it's tough in a situation where you know you're kind of maybe only going to get a quarter, maybe a couple series, and you're coming out. But still got a lot of confidence in the guys.
Was I going to see positive from your offense and every goal today, if anything?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, we did have the one drive. The thing that you can't do is you can't have penalties. I mean, and those are things that drive, you know, killed us pretty much all day. And we had some. We had a huge drop on a third down that would have kept the drive alive. So, you know, outside of that, I thought we were moving the ball pretty well.
Second straight weather game, Doug. I know you don't want to use that as an excuse, but Nick hasn't performed well. Either as Derek Carr or Dak Prescott. Is there something more to it than just, you know, the weather's very difficult?
It's hard. I mean, the winds were howling. The winds were swirling on the field today. I mean, it's difficult when we were heading towards the north end zone that, you know, it was difficult to really a tight spiral. Well, you know, you've seen it now 2 weeks in a row with all the quarterbacks. Going the other way, it was a little bit different coming back towards this this end of the field. But, you know, that's just this is why I practice in the stadium. This is why I do the things I do from a practice standpoint to get our guys prepared for conditions like this, because now we get into the postseason. You know, everybody's got to roll through here, so it's got to be to our advantage.
Look, there's going to be a lot of angst these next couple of weeks among the fan base. Is there anything you can say to them to kind of inspire confidence that this team is on the right track getting into the playoffs?
Well, first of all, you know, 2 weeks from now, we fully expect the stadium to be rocking with the Eagles fans. I mean, our fans have been great all season long, and we can't wait. We can't wait until then, you know, whether we play Saturday or Sunday and all of that. But listen, we've got time to get some guys healthy, get some guys fresh. Our defense is playing extremely well right now. You know, you get into the postseason, you got to play great defense and be able to run the football, and that's been our formula pretty much all season long. We got to get back to that, obviously, and got a lot of confidence moving forward.
You've been insistent that Nate Sudfeld is a competent NFL quarterback. We don't get to see him in practice. We didn't get to see him in the preseason. Did he play as well, better, worse than you hoped he would play than you thought he'd play?
I thought he played pretty good. You know, was able to move the team. I think, you know, there's without watching the tape tomorrow and getting in here and checking it out, there were probably a couple of decisions that we'd like to, you know, fix or he'd have back. But I thought overall he did a pretty good job with really just, you know, coming to us new at the end of camp there and again, did some nice things outside of maybe one, two, three decisions during the game.
You say that the NFL, the speed of the game is different in a regular season game than a preseason game. How did he handle all of it, and was it what you expected?
Yeah, he handled it really well. The communication from sideline to quarterback was good. He was able to get in, spit the plays out, call the plays in the huddle, get to the line of scrimmage, and execute the offense. We had a lot of, you know, we still kept the same, you know, kill system packages, the sort of check with me plays in the game plan when he was in there, and that's a good way to really see where he's at mentally. He handled that pretty well.
In this case, what made you take him out when you did?
I just think it was time. You know, it was there right there at the end of the first quarter, and in my mind, that was about what they were going to get anyway. And so it was just time.
If they scored on that first drive there, would you have taken them out then?
Like, probably not. Probably not.
So the plan all along was to see the first
at least first quarter, yeah.
You didn't play Malcolm, I don't think, at all. You played Fletcher maybe a series or two. And I think your offensive line was shuffled a couple of times. Was that the schedule you had going in, or did you make those decisions?
No, because we had eight offensive linemen up, so the plan was, as long as Nick was in there, to go with the starting five. Nate came in, and I believe Kelsey was still in the game at the time. And the only reason for that is just that, you know, again, you got a 46-man roster, and you got eight offensive linemen, so you got to play a couple guys a little bit longer in games like this so we can make sure that we're not taxing guys, you know, the entire football game.
What's your plan this week with the bye coming up with players and practice?
So I want to, you know, players are going to be, you know, they're going to be off Monday and Tuesday. Give them some time to get away and just relax, and then we're going to work on Wednesday and Thursday this week coming up. Not long, just a couple hours both days. Friday morning, and then they'll have the weekend to get away again and watch the games, and then we get ready to go on Monday.
What did Sidney Jones show you today? Obviously, it was limited. What were your takeaways from him?
You know, outside of the one, double move, it appeared like he played pretty well. He held up pretty good there, and did some nice things. So, that's encouraging to see him because he hasn't been out there in a long, long time. So, he held up well. Again, outside of the one play, did some nice things. Other than that, didn't really have any other opportunities, contested throws or anything like that. We'll check out the film, but I think he held it pretty well.
And follow up to that, for the past 2 months, you've gotten Sidney Jones questions. What made Saturday this weekend the time to call him up and put him out there?
Well, unbeknownst to you guys, it was kind of the plan was to just, bring him along and see where he's at and try to get him ready for this football game and see where he's at, and he's done an outstanding job with his rehab, obviously. Felt comfortable there. There wasn't going to be any setbacks with that. And so, therefore, we wanted to see where he was, in game situations.
Doug, a lot of people look at Nick's last two games and look at the negatives. How important is it to go back to the Giants game, and how much do those positives outweigh those negatives?
I think it's there's a lot of positive, because you can build off of that Giants game. You can build off some of the success that we've had in the last couple of weeks and just find that continuity again. Again, there's enough to go around offensively. Obviously, starts with me and goes from there. So, looking back on that Giants game and four touchdown passes and playing as well as he did, we just got to get back to that same rhythm.
Doug, there's a report that Jim Schwartz is being interviewed by the New York Giants this week. Can you confirm that? And how do you stand with your assistants being offered the job?
I mean, I can't obviously confirm that. I mean, it's still. Until we get notice of that, I guess. Technically, I don't know what the ruling is from the standpoint of the time frame because the season is still technically still on. So, I think it's anytime you have success as a team, I think your assistant coaches are going to be looked at for potential jobs, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
In terms of the inactives today, Jay was the only offensive player. Why was that? Was it special teams?
Just rest, yeah. With him.
A couple more, please. Doug, the number of second and long and third and long last 2 weeks, if you really look at the offensive struggles, you think that's it right there? I mean, you face not just 10, 12, 13, 15 yards to get first down.
I don't think it's third down is a problem. I think it's first and second down is a problem because we're losing yards on first and second down with penalties, negative rushing plays, sacks, and that's what puts us in third and long. So you can't get to third down until you fix first and second down.
Would you like to see Nick be a little more mobile and run for some as many yards as he can get on that interception? It looked like you had the whole right side of the field where he could have run for 15
yards.
Yeah,
it appeared, of course, it was on the other sideline. It appeared that he could have obviously a better decision maybe to run, but I'll look at the film. Those are things as a quarterback, too, you just kind of understand the situation and if he had a chance to run, I'll look at the film and see, and then we'll just keep coaching him up. But the opportunity there to run, yeah.
In terms of play calling, did you hold anything back and not put it on film this game?
We just kept our formations and some of the plays very very basic, very training camp-like. We knew we were going to play a lot of guys, a lot of young players, so we didn't want to tax them with a lot of formations, motions, and shifts and things like that. So we kept it as vanilla as possible. Just so we kind of see where we're at too as a football team with some of our younger players.
What impressions of the Cowboys, just even though they didn't have anything to play for either, with Dak and Zeke?
Say that one more time.
Like getting Dak and Zeke and your guys getting to play against them.
I think it was great for our young defensive players to play against their starters offensively, and it's fun for our guys, and as coaches we get to see exactly what we have in some of our younger personnel, and to go against a really good quarterback and a great running back, the offensive line that they have. I thought our guys did a really nice job holding up and did an outstanding job really against them.
All right. Thanks,
Thank you.